Und ich begrüße ganz herzlich hier im Studio jetzt nach der Anreise mit der Deutschen Bahn Ferdinanda Tarich. Hallo, hello, pleased to meet you.
Hallo, pleased to meet you too.
It was a hard traveling for you, but now we are live and we are here and we listen to your entire EP.
Luckily.
Yes, luckily we have some, we found something. So this is your first EP you did, and you are here in Germany for only 10 months.
Yeah.
Which was the reason? Why did you come?
Well, I came here because my partner was going to study in engineering, actually. But like, I love to travel, and I've already traveled to Germany to play music, and I've already loved Germany. So I was like, yeah, of course, let's go there. And a lot of stuff have happened, and it's very, very nice here. That so much opportunities you have.
What kind of impression you had in mind before coming to Germany? Why did you have this kind of love before?
Oh, well, actually, my first travel was with my backpack alone for 3 months in 2018. And when I came to Germany, I came to Düsseldorf. And to meet an Uruguayan friend that she was married with a German guy. So just, I don't know, just like everything about my coming here was great. When she came to pick me up to the Bahnhof, she was listening to a German radio, which is called Cosmo. And she was listening to a band that I really like, that it's called Chancha Via Circuito. Do you know it?
Yes.
Okay, I love it. And I was like, oh, nice. What is this radio? And she was like, yeah, this is Cosmo. And I've been in that radio now. So it's like magic. Yeah.
So you're part of that folk scene?
Oh, yes. Yes, I love it very much. And even though I'm a singer-songwriter and I do my stuff just with the guitar right now, I would really love to produce. I would really like to produce my songs, like maybe electronical and a bit of cumbia, which I like very much. It's another energy, right, from what I have on Spotify. But it's nice anyways.
What did you have in mind before coming to Germany in Uruguay? What did you think before?
Well, I actually just had like a lot of engineering stuff in my head, of course. Because my boyfriend at the time just talked about it, and I didn't really expect like anything, but like anything. And now it's so crazy because I've fallen in love with Germany and with the people here. Yeah.
Your EP is called La Primera Revolución de los Pájaros, and the last song you played, there was also a bird in it.
Yeah.
What about your relationship to birds?
Yeah. Well, it's not like I know something about birds, really, but I just have a connection with their singing. In Uruguay, I did a lot of... do you know ayahuasca?
Yes.
Well, I did a lot of ayahuasca ceremonies there. And even though that the night is a bit crazy, when you see the sun come out and you hear the birds, it's like, okay, it's a new day coming, and it's like being born again. And I'm just being born again every time I hear birds singing in the morning. It's like, oh yeah, that's what I needed. Yeah, and maybe amate, but that's it.
And what about the revolution of the birds?
Well, yeah, that happened in my first trip, in the trip alone that I did here for 3 months. So I come back to Uruguay, and I remember I was talking with my brother about an experience that I've had, that I've heard a lot of different birds here, actually, and very, I don't know, I just remember I was in... We're in Budapest, and it was like 7 in the morning, and a bird wasn't doing like beep beep beep, it was like beep beep, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And so I was very surprised, actually. So I was talking with my brother about this experience, and he was like, yeah, I think that was your revolution, like linked to the birds, right? And I was like, that's a good name. That's a very good name, the First Birds Revolution. It's like and sometimes I like to joke about it. Like I imagine a lot of birds doing a secret revolution to I don't know. I hope make the world better.
New Orwell story. I think it's time for another song.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
No.
Which one?
Well, right now I'll do something that has to do with flying stuff, but it's not birds. So it's Y las Mariposas.
Las Mariposas und die Schmetterlinge. Fernanda Tarek hier im Lokalmagazin. What about playing live now in these pandemic times? Fourth wave is right there.
Well, yeah, last week I was very, very sad actually, because I was like, oh no, this crazy stuff happening again. It's, oh. Yeah, it's a bit frustrating, it's a bit sad, but I think what I kind of learned before, while this thing was happening very strongly in Uruguay, is that it was very nice how people started to connect in other ways, like, you know, like through Instagram, through Facebook, I don't know, just like doing open classes and live concerts, and all of a sudden we were a bit more connected in some way, even though we may didn't have, you know, like the physical contact that it's very important to. We were in contact in some other way. So I think that even though it's of course a very sad situation and frustrating too, we will get the way to connect. And that's what I kind of, in Spanish is like rescato. I don't know how to say it in English. Yeah, that's what I take from the situation. I try to give a good outlook always.
To pick
because
up.
Otherwise, it's just kill myself. No, I'm kidding, but yeah.
To pick the good stuff out of it.
Yeah.
The solidarity more than the separation.
Yeah, of course.
Of society.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you notice that in Germany?
Well, I didn't. I actually wasn't here in the strong pandemic thing. Because I came here in the last days of February this year. So you were a bit getting out of it. And they were going to start to open the stuff. And in summer, like, everything exploded. But in a good way, right? Because I was having a lot of gigs. And I was also playing on the streets. And it was going so, so well. And I was like that, you know, like, okay, gig after gig after gig. And I was like feeling like very successful and like, yeah, you go. And then a week ago, it was like again. And then my, you know, I was like in the clouds and I had to come back to earth again. But I think that sometimes it's necessary because it's like, okay, you just have to deal with it. You can't always be in the clouds. You can't always be like very happy. I don't know, it's fine, it's good, you have to enjoy that. But when sometimes when some other situations happen, it's like, okay, you need to get back here and see what are the options right now and what are the opportunities. Because I'm a believer that in every situation you have opportunities, because otherwise you wouldn't be there.
So which are your next steps, your plans?
Well, I'm going back to Uruguay this Thursday, actually. Yeah, I'm a bit escaping the winter. So that's how love relationships work, you know, when sometimes stuff gets hard, you just have to live for a while and then come back.
Lucky one.
Yeah, so I'll do that and I'll come back in February.
So yeah. You can play in Uruguay, you can play again in the streets.
Yes,
and
I've actually arranged 3 gigs there already. And, well, I was playing with a swing jazz band, like from the 20s, you know, like everything like that. And, yeah, I think I'm gonna play there too, hopefully, because I love a lot of kinds of music and swing jazz. To play with an orchestra, oof, it's such a dream.
As a singer?
Yeah, as a singer, of course.
So, good luck to you, and hope you will come back, and we will see you on stage or on the streets.
Of course, I hope so too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Fernanda, and good luck to you.
Thanks.